Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
78374.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Rosemarie Rivera.
Thank you. And please verify your shipping address.
124 Murray Place, Portland, Texas, 78374. And I did not sign up for this. It was probably an ad for something that was supposed to be free, and y'all pulled out $50 from my account, so it needs to be canceled because I don't want it and my money back.
All right, let me see how I'm able to help you here. This is for a meal planning app. It provides you with recipe guides and meal plans on how to eat better and feel better. It may have been with a contest entry or a sweepstakes winning. I can offer you this at a discounted rate of $20 a month.
No, don't want it.
Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
One second, let me get my notepad. Go ahead.
All right, that number is C as in cancel, 920-425-080.
Okay.
All right. So I have the account canceled. Unfortunately, I'm not able to issue a refund. This charge went through a verification process ensuring there was no fraud detected on the purchase.
I will dispute it with my bank. No problem.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll dispute it with my bank.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
How is it possible for y'all to charge so fast that y'all can't refund it?
Because of the process that it goes through to ensure there's no fraud detected, I'm not able to issue a refund. But you may be able to speak to your bank, and they will give you steps.
Yeah, that's
to
usually the way it happens. And then I get hit with a insufficient funds charge. Thank you.